Igniting Souls audio blog with your host, Carrie Oberbrunner. Episode 17, Why Imposters Are Hardwired Not to Succeed. This episode is brought to you by Author Academy Elite. Are you someone who has a book inside you? Check out Author Academy Elite, the premium writing, publishing, and marketing experience led by yours truly, Carrie Oberbrunner. Hey, go to authoracademyelite.com. Check out your free video training today. Hey, guys and gals, it is awesome to see you again through the podcast. I've heard awesome comments from you. Thanks so much. Thanks for checking it out. I hope you are becoming a soul on fire each episode a little bit more. And here's what I know. When we create an environment that is a match with what's going on inside, something amazing happens. And I know that even if you're not at the place that you'd like in life, maybe the ideal place, when you create an environment and you're intentional about that through podcasts, through content that kind of matches who you are inside, I'll tell you what, it's only a matter of time before the external matches the internal. So just cheers for you, thinking about you today, praying for you, and we're going to jump into a new episode. This one is pretty intense, like they all are, and hang with me here. Success doesn't ruin you, it reveals you. I love that quote. I've kind of thought about that over the years, and here's why. Early in my professional career, confession time, I was an imposter. Now, here's what I know. Odds are that a bunch of us on this podcast, about 70% of us, also feel like an imposter. And you might be thinking, what's so bad about that? I mean, hey, I might be successful at pretending and I might have other people fooled. Why change now? That's a great question. But in this episode, I'm going to share the cause for being an imposter, the cost of being an imposter, and the course for you to overcome being an imposter. First, let's go to the cause. Look, babies aren't inhibited. Maybe it's been a while since you've seen a baby, but check out a baby once in a while. They aren't inhibited and they aren't imposters either. If they want to cry, they cry. If they want to pee, yes, they pee. Here's something else. Babies don't blush. They're not as self-aware as adults, so therefore they don't feel shame. Big deal, right? Well, this means that being an imposter is a learned behavior. In other words, you and I don't come out of the womb pretending. We learn it. That means sometime in your life you chose to become an imposter. You were born with a predisposition for authenticity. You were created to say how you feel. But sometime later in life, you discovered that you got to pretend. Maybe somebody laughed at you and you made an internal agreement when they laughed, never to do that again. I remember that in my own life. I was at a friend's house and, you know, told a joke and he basically embarrassed me in front of the other friends that we were with. And I kind of made this internal agreement, like, I'm never going to do that again. Or maybe you were young and you were going over to grandma's house and you knew she didn't cook very well, but your mom or your dad or whoever said, don't you dare tell grandma about her cooking. Look, sometime in life, you were taught that deception is not only preferred, but also rewarded. And the opposite was true as well. Life taught you that authenticity was punishable, that to be accepted, you need to hide your feelings, your thoughts, your opinions, and mostly yourself. Life told you it was less painful to hold back, to filter your personality, and to pretend to be somebody else. Pretending scored you and me a bigger payoff. As a child, when the stakes were small, those rewards were also small, but still significant. But today, my guess is the stakes are much higher. Think about it. Billion-dollar industries are built upon pretending. So are marriages and even books. You might remember James Frye. Google that if you don't. But pretending seems less painful. The real question, though, is it? The cause for being an imposter is simple. You are pain averse, and so am I. We don't want pain, and so we run from it and we pretend. Let's look at the cost of being an imposter. Who can argue? We choose to be imposters because of the apparent payoff, i.e., less pain. Less rejection and more acceptance seems like a great idea. But here's the simple little secret. Imposters end up creating more pain. They intentionally sabotage their own success and create all kinds of other pain in the process, like regret, for starters. Here's why. When you live a lie, big or small, you fear exposure. Success is simply doing life from a bigger stage. Imposters see the stage and they feel torn. Sure, they want a bigger stage, but they also fear being exposed. They aren't sure if people accept them or the false image they've created. These fears erode confidence by creating doubts, like, why am I being promoted? For pretending? What if I let people see the real me? Would I still be successful? Do I even know who I truly am? Living a lie takes a toll. It creates stress and burnout. Success leaves imposters vulnerable because it turns up the heat. A bigger stage requires a bigger spotlight, and hiding suddenly gets harder. Plus, the price for pretending compounds. Higher climbs naturally mean harder falls. Although many imposters get a taste of success, they end up running from the stage rather than running to the stage. They never step into their full potential because they hold back who they truly are. The cost for being an imposter is simple. Self-sabotage. Okay, so now let's look at the course. The course for you to overcome being an imposter. We don't have a lot of time left, but let me just start the conversation. A change in behavior requires a change in belief. Nobody simply sheds decades of hiding simply because somebody tells them it's a good idea. I know my transformation took place because I had no other choice. My self-sabotage got so severe, I relied upon self-injury just to survive. The truth is, a couple people started to sniff out my charade, though. Talk about painful. I had a choice. I could come clean or keep pretending. Personally, I think choosing to shed the charade is simpler, healthier, and gentler than being revealed from the stage of life in real time. So how do you stop hiding, and how do you stop the charade? Well, a couple things. Number one, we talk about this in depth at the Igniting Souls Conference in November 14th and 15th. Look, I'm taking 2 days, and I'm going to invest in a very small group of people, and together we're going to take a deep dive into what dictates our self-image set point. We'll examine how and why we feel the need to pretend. And most impactful, we'll discover 3 steps for overcoming the imposter inside and resetting our self-image set point. You can find more about that at IgnitingSoulsConference.com. If you're unable to come, go to CarrieOberbrunner.com. You can take a free Igniting Souls assessment. And it's customized, it's confidential, and guys and gals, I challenge you to do that because it will be fun, it will be educational, and look, we all like to learn a little bit more about ourselves. Thanks so much for listening. Remember, as Ferdinand Foch says,
the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.